T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 7:15 on this Good Friday, Passover, April 15th, highs of 80 today. The humidity is back. And then looking ahead to the weekend, highs of 86 tomorrow and Easter Sunday, a chance for some afternoon storms. So I would think you're gonna have to have an alternate plan for entertaining just in case it should rain on Easter Sunday. Not highs of 71. Right now it's 71 in Kenner, 65 in Covington, here in Belchase at 70. And we welcome in Dawn McVeigh, our friend, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Are you of the solid bunny ilk, chocolate bunny, or of the hollow bunny persuasion?
You know, I think I'm a hollow bunny. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Definitely the hollow
bunny. I used to be a solid bunny girl, but now I'm into the hollow.
Really? I wonder what what caused it.
Maybe probably too much chocolate.
Kidding.
As
it's
a
joke. What, too much chocolate as a kid? Yes. Tell me about small business owners and inflation. How much of a concern is that to them?
It's their number one concern right now. You know, everybody's dealing with it, and it's impacting, you know, small business owners, it's impacting consumers, it just is across the board. So it's really frustrating for folks. We have, you know, they were already dealing with the labor shortage. That's started to improve somewhat, and so you've got over that hurdle, and now you have this that, you know, a lot of people said was going to be quote-unquote transitory, you know, going to be temporary, and it's just not. It's just continued to go up and up and up. And so what you're seeing now is we have about 78% of our members reporting that they're having to increase their prices due to the inflation. And that's just a really, you know, tough thing for a small business owner to do. They have to watch that, you know, price point closely so that they can stay competitive and, you know, and not run people off. And so I think that reading from our survey is indicative of just how, you know, how impactful this inflation is when they're having to raise their prices. That kind of, you know, 78% of them saying they're having to, you know, do something about the inflation, pass the cost along.
I admire small business people like you wouldn't believe, because the last thing on their mind at night when they go to bed and the first thing when they wake up is payroll, because they got mamas and daddies and everybody else depending on them to make the paychecks happen. And that means the business has to be managed cautiously and intelligently so that you don't run the customers off, but you still have to make a profit. And I just wonder how challenging that is in terms of determining, okay, well, how much can I go up on the prices? Then you got inflation on the part of the consumers where they're wondering, well, how much can I afford to spend? And in the meantime, you got the small business owner who might have his house or her house riding on the success of the business.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I think another indicative number from our survey this month that kind of speaks to your point is how low our optimism really is. We have, you know, it's kind of a reading that we've been taking for 48 years. And we ask, you know, how optimistic are you about the next 6 months of the business conditions in the next 6 months? And we had the lowest reading in the whole history of the survey this month. And so I think that just shows you that folks are really, you know, down in the dumps about it all, unfortunately. You know, it's gas prices, it's inflation, it's supply chain. You know, you have small business owners being affected by fewer sales because they don't have what they normally would or can't get what they need. And, you know, so it's just kind of a overall really negative feeling, which, you know, is unfortunate because, you know, when things are going good in the economy, you see those numbers, you know, you see those numbers at all-time highs, you know, and when the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was passed several years ago, you know, you saw business owners feeling great about the economy, you know, and then the pandemic hit and we just haven't been able to get on the other side of it, even though, you know, the pandemic part of it seems to be going away and, you know, getting at a better place. Now we have all these hurdles. And so, you know, we just keep talking about the fact that, you know, we need the legislature to not do things that would just, you know, make it worse and harder to do business and, you know, and kind of do no harm as it relates to anything they do this session. And just try to, you know, try to stay out of the way of small business owners in that regard. And then for consumers to be sure when they're making those choices about where to shop, shop at their local spot.
I want to take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back and we'll talk about the legislature at 7:21. We're talking to Don McVeigh, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. New survey shows small business owners are most worried about inflation. And in terms of optimism, you heard what Don just said, and we had an economist yesterday, and I think it was a good phrase that he used, that this is something that hasn't happened in a generation in terms of inflation like this, and a lot of people having a hard time dealing with it, and rightfully so. Time for traffic now on WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Good morning, Friday, April 15th, Good Friday, also Passover, also the month of Ramadan in the Muslim culture. We're talking to Don McVeigh, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB. We've already established that when it comes to Easter Bunny, she's more of a hollow kind of gal than a solid chocolate bunny gal, and I'm right there with her. I'm a hollow kind of guy. Don, somebody texted into my friend Brenda, who owns a small business, and she's developing almost a character status here on WWL because she has some pretty funny and smart text. I'm curious how Dawn feels about local government support of small businesses. State parish policies, do you think they hurt or help?
Well, you know, a good example of that is the centralized sales tax issue. You know, I think that, you know, we have talked on your show about the need for Louisiana to move to centralized sales tax collection in the state because it's leaving dollars on the table and it's making small business not competitive in the marketplace as it relates to big box and out-of-state retailers. And the local government isn't as supportive of that as we would hope to see them be. The ballot, you know, the initiative went to the ballot last year, failed marginally, not a huge, you know, not by a huge defeat. And really it was a lot of the rural areas weren't sure how it would affect them. But that's a good example, I think, of ways that local government could do more to get on board and find a way to be part of the solution instead of kind of, you know, a little bit stonewalling. They've decided they don't like the version of the bill this year right now, and that's frustrating, but hopefully they'll get back and, you know, talk through it after we get back from the Easter break and find some resolution, because if not, we're going to be facing another lawsuit. And because our system is not Wayfair compliant with the Wayfair decision that came down from the Supreme Court. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that if they're not in the retail space, but the bottom line is, Our Louisiana-based businesses are not competitive because our system favors out-of-state big-box retailers, and so we've got to do something to fix that. And there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it and make it work, and we just need everybody to work together. You know, I think that policies like, you know, the state, you know, last week we testified against a bill that would have required paid sick leave for businesses to offer paid sick leave if they had five or more employees. That's a very small business. and required them to offer unpaid sick leave if they had five or fewer employees. And so that's one of those mandates that, you know, while well-intentioned, is bad for small business. And one of those one size fits all, let's do this because other people are doing it kind of deals that will not be something that small businesses can afford. And so that's why sometimes the state gets in the way.
Dawn, thank you so much for your time. I hope you got a big hollow chocolate Easter bunny. Mr. McVeigh, if you're listening, you know what you got to do. Easter weekend, okay?
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dawn. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, talk about the federal fund rate. What is that right now? It's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.